20 dogs, including two huge white Pyrenees and a half dozen plump black lab pups, bark from their large forested pen. Most are foster dogs being groomed for adoption. The rest, including several elders and Trixie, the husky therapy dog, belong to Diane Ferguson. Inside the rescue, two brindle Boston Terrier pug mixes skitter across the floor while several cats romp in a carpeted play area.
They just were adopted. They get to go to a home together in New York. They will leave this week.
A prosperous couple saw the Boston's photo on Diane Ferguson's website and fell in love. Diane Ferguson operates Unconditional Love Pet Rescue, taking in abandoned animals as well as some from overcrowded animal shelters, like Dylan, a brown shepherd.
He came from the shelter, and I don't know what happened to him, but he was just petrified, almost to the point where he wouldn't move. So I put him back there with my crew, and Trixie teaches him how to trust again, and he learns how to play and be with other dogs and be with people.
New arrivals receive a vet checkup, are treated for parasites and fleas, vaccinated, spayed, or neutered. The animals then socialized and assessed by a behaviorist, then placed for adoption. Diane Ferguson, a New York native, became a pet rescue consultant after moving to the Ozarks from Florida several years ago and volunteering at a shelter in Boone County.
I just had no clue, absolutely no clue, the volume of animals you just don't see the way you see it here. I mean, I was just blown away when I went to the shelter.
And like her cohorts, she feels constant pressure. Shelters, especially in the rural South, are swamped with puppies and kittens, abandoned elder pets, and abused animals. Hoarders and puppy mills add to that burden. Because of the intensive work done by animal adoption advocates and spay and neuter programs, data show the number of abandoned animals is declining, despite the fact that the number of cats and dogs in U.S. households has more than doubled in the past four decades. Still, in Benton and Washington counties last year, 4,700 sheltered dogs and cats had to be euthanized.
In New York, and more so in Florida, was where I was really direct in working with rescue. I mean, they don't have overcrowded kennels, and you've got a dog to each kennel, and you've got a full staff. And the difference for me when I came here was, I guess there isn't the funds that other areas have. When being in the office and you see the number of people coming in to drop off animals and you realize there's no place for them to go, your kennel's full, what are you going
to
do?
To help save more animals, Ferguson started posting photos online with guidance from another rescue colleague.
And I decided to go on my own because I get too personally involved with the animals, and for me to work outside of it, it gives me a buffer. And keeps me able to work on the level that I am. So I had to step back.
If you search shelters and online sources to adopt dogs and cats like petfinder.com, you'll see thousands of snapshots of dogs and cats by breeds and location. But Ferguson's portraits, she's a photo restorationist by trade, are intended to convey stories.
When I take the pictures, I try to take them so that people can visualize them in their own home. I don't want them to see the sad stuff that they see online in their kennels. It's too hard. It hurts people's hearts, and they move on. I try to get them out and playing with them and showing their personalities. I mean, if they are timid or fearful, I will show that because the people need to know that. But that's all my time.
She posts her images on adoptapet.com for Good Shepherd Humane Society in Eureka Springs of dogs she takes in at her rescue and various independent rescue operations. She's rehomed 1,500 animals so far.
They're going to New York, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Maryland, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Canada, anybody who wants a dog and I can figure out a way to get it to them, Florida, I will get it to them, Texas, Oklahoma, they go wherever.
Potential adopters fill out an application, provide references, and if approved, the adoptee is scheduled for shipment, most often Dixie Dog Express. The fee is around $350, which covers food, medical, and transport costs. If the adoption doesn't work out, Ferguson will take the animal back. Her operation is break-even right now, but she also has support staff who provide supplies, labor, and fostering, including her mom in New York.
The adopters themselves will send money periodically. There's dogs, people that will adopt dogs and send money on the date that they adopt them every year. So there is a lot of help that comes in, and that keeps me floating.
One volunteer is Dr. Jan Quint, a local chiropractor. She's also been on the board and volunteers at the Good Shepherd Humane Society, where Ferguson is conducting an adoption pilot project, having found homes for 140 dogs.
Well, we really need good foster homes and for the dogs that we're trying to adopt out, and so that's one real thing we're looking for right now. And I had the privilege of fostering a little dog named Muffles this last winter, who had a difficult time getting out, and he had some health problems we were dealing with, too. And got him cleared up, finally got him to his home. And I got an email today from the adopter. They live across the street from the ocean. He loves to swim in the ocean. When he's not swimming in the ocean, he goes to doggy daycare. He gets massages. And this is what is so wonderful about these homes, is that the opportunities are greater. The disposable income these people have to help these dogs is incredible.
Quint says Diane Ferguson's animal portraits are what draw so many prospective adopters.
And we had one named Blackjack, who I thought would never get out of the shelter, was in there over 6 months. And the woman from Virginia told me that what she was looking at all kinds of websites, and she said what captured her was his picture.
Diane Ferguson works 7 days a week, sometimes around the clock.
When was the last time you had a break?
There's no break. You do this, and I mean, the break is going out and playing with them and grooming them and letting them love on you. That's my break. The rescues are not the answer. I mean, we're basically bailing out the Titanic. I mean, this is just, the problem is astronomical. The solution is going to be people that will fight for legislation and try to get better spay-neuter laws and animal cruelty laws and get licensing.
Public animal welfare education is also key, she says. But most of all, it takes lots of unconditional love. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich. For FM89 News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville. For KTXK, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville. I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.